Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing signs X is thinking about you today. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing signs X is thinking about you today. So if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it is very natural to wonder whether they are thinking about you. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you three signs that your ex is thinking about you today. So let's get straight into this. And number one is they interact with social media connected with you. So there are varying possibilities connected to this first sign, and I'm going to go through all of them right now. And if your ex does any of these things, then this would suggest that they are thinking about you this very moment. So let's go through them. And firstly, is they contact you on social media. So it goes without saying, if your ex actually sends you a message on social media, then of course they're thinking about you. But how about things which are a little bit more subtle? So firstly, we have the possibility that your ex will comment on a status or a photo or something which they know that you will be notified of. So this could be something that you've posted, and that will very surely make it incredibly obvious that they are thinking about you and that they want you to know. But it could be something a little bit less obvious. Maybe they have commented on a status or a photo which isn't from you, but it is from a mutual friend, and they'll know that you'll see it. You know, if it's somebody that's more of a friend of yours than theirs, and they comment on the social media or they interact with a status or a photo, then they're going to be thinking about you, because naturally, once they think about this person and what they're saying and who else could kind of see their interactions, you are going to cross their mind. And it's quite possible that they will be doing this deliberately to try to get your attention, but it also might be subconsciously where they're doing it without really even realizing. So what other ways could they interact with social media in a way that is connected with you? Sometimes they can be incredibly subtle, and this could be that they will be commenting on somebody else's status where they mention something that you two did together. So let's say, for instance, that somebody has done a status, they've put, okay, I'm going on holiday to such and such a place, and then all of a sudden your ex comments underneath and puts, yeah, you know, I can tell you it's really great there. I went there last year and I thought it was brilliant. And you know when you've read this that you went on holiday with your ex last year at this location. So because of that, you know that they're thinking of you, because you know that they've referenced this in a comment, and therefore it's going to get their cogs whirring in their mind and they're going to be thinking about you. So whether or not they deliberately wanted to kind of give you some type of sign or just show that you were on their mind, or whether they was just generally wanting to kind of talk about this holiday, this location, and then inadvertently you then appear in their mind because they did this great time, you know, they had this great time with you at this destination, then it doesn't really matter which way around it happened. All I can say is that they are thinking about you in that moment. There are various other ways on social media. You know, I'm not going to go through every single one, but they are the main basic ways. If there's any type of interaction that you can see, or they've referenced something that you did with them, or then maybe they're speaking to somebody that is more your friend or your relative than theirs, you know, they know that you have a connection with them and you will be crossing their mind. So let's now get into sign number two that your ex is thinking about you. and that is they use the indirect, direct approach to contact you. So sometimes you will receive contact from your ex where at first glance they're trying to suggest that they didn't really want to contact you, but they needed to, okay? So you might be kind of thinking to yourself, well, look, my ex wasn't thinking about me. All of a sudden, they really needed me for some reason, and hence they had to get in contact. They wasn't thinking about me. It was a necessity. Well, firstly, if your ex contacts you, then obviously they are thinking about you, okay? And secondly, you need to really consider the approach they're making, because often an ex will use the indirect, direct approach. And that is where they are making a direct approach to you, but they're doing it kind of indirectly. They're doing it in a way which they're covering their tracks. When if you think about it logically, it's nonsense, okay? Sometimes you will get a situation where, for instance, you've been broke up a while and you'll get a message off your ex and they'll say, oh, I was just wondering, have I left such and such in your room? You know, have I left this object at your house? And you know full well they haven't, and you know that they know that they haven't. Okay, you know this. So you're thinking, well, why on earth have they said that? And it's because they're reaching out to you in an indirect way. Sometimes you might get things which are a little bit more obvious that they're trying to be friendly, such as they'll maybe message you out of the blue and put, oh, have you heard this song, you know, from that artist that we like? Or have you seen this latest TV show? Things which are totally irrelevant to say that you are now broken up, situations where they should not be contacting you because you are no longer a couple, and yet all of a sudden they're trying to make out that, you know, you're on okay terms and you can just kind of chit-chat about anything, you know. Those situations show that your ex is thinking about you, whether it's just blatantly obvious or whether they try to dress it up as something else, an emergency that they need to get in touch with. Often when you think about it, you realise that they didn't need to contact you. They could have contacted somebody else, but they got in touch with you. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So now we're going to move into the final sign, the third sign in today's podcast, that your ex is thinking about you. And that is that you were in a relationship. So the truth is that your ex will never forget you, and there will be hundreds of triggers to make you pop into their thoughts. You would never realise how many times you will come into your ex's mind. You might think they've dumped me, they're never going to think of me again, they've forgotten about me, it's been a few weeks, it's been a few months, it's been a year, they're never going to think of me. Well, let me tell you, they will. There's going to be hundreds, there's going to be thousands of triggers, things that you can't even put your finger on right now. It can be as subtle as a smell. It can be a sound. It can be something visual. It can be a location. It can be something on television. It can be something that they hear. It can be a whole manner of things. You know, if you was in a relationship with someone, you shared your heart with them and they shared their heart with you, and they're never going to forget you. So whether or not your ex is actually thinking about you this very moment, well, okay, who knows, you know. Point number three, it doesn't necessarily mean it's happening this very second. But what I can tell you is that with the hundreds, with the thousands of triggers, that most days your ex will think of you. They will think of you when you least expect it, and they will never forget you. And that is why, in my experience, I've known somebody reach out over 3 years later. Okay, I'm going to be truthful and say that as time goes on, it becomes less likely. Okay, that's the truth. But even if it's been over 6 months, even if it's been a year or more, you never know. You never know when the story ends. But, and what is very important to say, is you shouldn't be waiting for your ex. If you've been dumped, you need to make sure you push forward with your life. Because not only are you actually inadvertently creating more opportunity for your ex to miss you and to want to get back in touch, but you are presenting yourself with an opportunity to meet new people. And you know what? You might meet somebody even better than your ex. You just never know. So please always remember that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.